Yes, lachko, says Yosham Zama Ubachsasa. We can clear a shayla. But Akum Shabotza Anovim. If I have a goy who harvests his grapes, Amnas Lasosim Yai. With intention of not finishing off in the, but just to make them sold in order for people to make them white, and therefore he didn't finish them. For Lokoho Sam Yisrael bought them, Vaakha Shekabahai Vusustam Nimachalem Lachel. And then after he already had them in his possession, instead of carrying on and making wine, he decided he's going to eat it. Im Chayavim B'Maistra Olo. Shaila is, if a Chayavim Shabbat B'Maistra Olo, that's the Shaila. So, did the goy finish it off? That's the question number one. What's the answer? Did the goy finish it off?
No.
Because the goy was intending to make wine.
Wine.
So the goy didn't finish off. So the chayra, it should definitely not be a chiyuv of chumas and maisis.
Yeah.
Let's see what the chokhmas adam says. Yesh lachem. Sorry. Number two. Yisrael. Shekona ma'akim onovin lasos yayin o devash. A Jew buys grapes to make wine or honey. So nearly tafidin nimloch esu ha'akash lalos yayin b'shem. Even if a Jew now changes his mind, he's not going to make wine. Lachem kach, he's going to eat. Atap he came. Mutal echol. Change his mind, you can eat. Below Chumas Avaisis, without Chumas Avaisis. Very good. That's how we understood that. I have a problem now with this love.
Why is
that feeling?
I mean,
not feeling. Even although, even so, he can eat.
That's the only time you can take it without.
Yeah, I feel it, yeah. No, normally if you're making wine, you can eat beforehand as well.
I mean, that right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're making wine, you're going to make wine, you're having it made wine, you can also eat. So you say, even if you're not going to make wine and you're going to just eat, you can still eat. Now, the problem is the next words. When he gives a reasoning behind it, the reason behind it is not exactly how we've been suggesting up to now. He says, why? The monashah. He says, you know why he can eat? Because whatever way you look at it, you're okay. Why are you okay? Eos in Basilikitoso. Because if you go after what was the plan when it was picked, what was the plan when it was picked? Wine. Shalomnik Ramalotso. So it's not finished yet. It's not wine, so you can eat.
But not much.
The in Basilikitoso. And if you don't care about what was the was when it was picked, you go after now what the plan is now, and you go after what the plan, what's the plan now?
Food.
Hashda hari nigma biyadakum. So therefore, it was the plan is food. Then it was finished by God. He says, wherever way you look, you go after the original plan. You haven't yet got there, so you can eat. You go after now, which is just going to eat it, so, oh, who finished this off?
Boy.
A goy. And therefore, if a goy finished off, then it's not chayv in Joseph Meisen. Now, what's the problem, the problematic way of reading of this? What's the problem? It's a problem which Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach is bothered by these words of the Chacham Zalman. His problem.
You understand the last verse? Nigmar B'Yad
Yeah.
He said that the Goy made, grew the grapes to make wine.
Yes.
So the Mamalach is by the wine.
He put them in boxes. In boxes is good enough. He put it in boxes, that's all.
What's the Chacham Zalman saying? He said, if you go after the original plan, it's not yet finished. Right. If you don't forget about the original plan, the original plan is out. What's the real plan to eat? So who made the eating? The Jew, who made the eating?
God.
The God. The Lord finished off for eating, he put it in the basket.
He put it in the basket. No, but the boys, his whole thing was to make it for wine.
The who cares about him?
Afterwards, I bought the grapes. Then I changed the mind. I changed the mind. Not the goy. The goy was in it. Not, he didn't finish anything. But
so that's right. For what you bought the time, what's the order?
To this, it means that the was about eating. I'm going back all the way.
But my genius tried the oxen. The goy was ever had a mind for eating? Did the goy ever have a mind for eating?
No.
No. So if the goy never had a mind for eating, so how can you say that now, since you're eating it, it was finished off by the goy?
It's very easy.
You are different from the goy.
No, it's very easy. Because we don't care about goy at all. We care. This grain already was in basket. Hashem, come and put it in basket. Good enough. It's a fact.
Let us eat meat, Rav Shavu Zalman Oba.
Make that an ox. Why don't you want goy?
Says Rav Shavu Zalman Oba. Calls that I understand what the Chochmas Adam is saying. Is that in Lo Hayichosiv Adam Aferish L'Dorchom? It's only if the goy didn't have any kavanah. He just picked them, put them in basket, and he said, "I don't care. I'm just going to sell them. Whatever you want to use it for, you can use it for." Then I understand what the Chochmas Adam is saying.
Right.
Oh, Shabb Adam. Then it's fine. Shadat Akim, the Mashu Atra, the Kerkasim, the Makaka, whatever you decide afterwards, will be what it will stand for. It stands for whatever you decide. Because you know what? I'm picking it for whatever you decide. So whatever you actually decide at the end will be what I, the reason I picked for it. Then I understand. Lechain, if it's wrong, the Kerkasim, the Makaka, it can also be a prayer. Then you can say, since I picked it on das that whatever the buyer wants, it should be done. That means whenever the buyer decides, he wants it for wine, that means I picked it for wine. If he wants to eat it, that means I picked it for eating. That's fine. Understand what the Chochmas Adam is saying, that when you decide to eat it, we look at it as if the goy finished it off, because the goy had a mind for eating. Masha, a.k.a. Michai Gavner, but in this case, no mistabler cloud. It's not logical whatsoever. Lerma to suggest, to ask them a prayer to say that, you, retrospectively, you say, well, you want to eat it, the Yisrael wants to eat it. You should now say retrospectively, you should say that the goy finished it off. The goy never finished it off. The goy was always thinking for why. He was always thinking wine. He was actually saying, I'm picking this for wine. You cannot change that fact. You cannot destroy that intention. You can't say after it's finished the fire. It's the opposite of what it's supposed to be. We look as if the goy finished off. Goy is only finishing off if he did it for eating. He did do it for eating. He did it for wine. Means he always didn't finish it off. You can't change the facts of the ground.
But if monkey will put it in boxes, what do you say about this grape? Monkey come, put it in box. I see this box
right now.
If I would like to eat it, finish. It doesn't matter who finished. Who cares about goy? It is what I said. And says, who cares about him? If it's in basket, and I would like to eat it, to finish.
Obviously, he says,
no, he has questions. Let's wait when Rebbe Orban answers.
So, we see from Shimon Zalman Oba, he says that goy's machshava is important to us, and whatever he decides, because he's the farmer, it will define what this item is. He wants it for wine, you can't make it into food.
Okay,
let
me care about it.
That's what Shimon Zalman Oba is saying.
It's creation.
We also get it. Yeah. Therefore, since Shimon Zalman Oba says, I reject totally in logic to the Chochmas Adam, and I'm not going to answer him because it just doesn't make sense. Therefore, I'm going to go on a different angle and understand the case differently. I'm not here to answer.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
So now,
one more time.
If you reject the Chochmas Adam, so now, what will be the halacha? You can't change the facts on the ground. You can't change the goy's machshava. You can't say that he finished it off. He didn't finish it off. That you can't do. He definitely didn't finish it off. So what now is the option on the table? The goy didn't finish it off. He was only doing it for wine. He was only growing for a while, he didn't finish it, and you buy it, and you change your mind. What is the option the table now suggests is happening?
It means that you need to...
Oh, I want people to think. What is the option now on the ground? I suggest that this Jew who's now bought this grape wine, and it's Tavon's grape wine, and now he decides I'm going to eat it. What's now the option to suggest is happening when he says he eats it?
You have to finish it. I have a question. You have two steps here, what you just presented to us. There's a machshava, and there's no maisa. The maisa is right. So when you do it, the man will love her, you have a physical state.
Correct.
It does something. All we have is a change of machshava. Can this change the thing?
It can't, says Rosh Hashanah, it can't. Can't change the machshava of the goy. You can't say. Did the Jew put it in the basket?
No.
Did the Jew put it in the basket?
No.
So the person who put it in the basket is the goy. We wanted to find, did putting in the basket by the goy, was it a finishing or not? Who can define put the goy putting it in the basket, who can define that action as being finishing or not? Who has the right to define that? Only the person who's actually putting it in the basket has the right to define whether this is called finishing or not. What did the goy say? I'm putting it in this basket. Did he say I'm finishing it, or he did finish it? What did the goy say? He said I am not finishing it. Okay, so it wasn't finished. But now the Jew buys it for the goy before it's finished. And now the Jew says, I'm going to eat it. What is now you doing by saying I'm going to eat it? What is the possibility he's doing by his things?
What's it going to
do? He doesn't want to affect what the goy says. That's the chokhmah. So on that we're rejecting, he can't affect it. The only person who has the right to define what he did is the person who did it. He put it in the basket, the goy, he defines what it is. You never put it in the basket, you have no right to decide what that is.
Put it in the basket.
So that, we're not changing, and that doesn't change. Rosh Hashanah says, and that's not on the table. That is not an option to change. Fine, so the goy did not finish it off. Now the Jew has bought this grape before it's finished off. And he can't change that. And now what he does, he says, I'm going to eat it.
Right.
What's he doing by saying I'm going to eat it?
His trust becomes the man of law. In other words, he's by his saying what he's saying, the fact that it's in his possession, he's like putting it in the basket.
Yeah, but that's what I said. There's a mind.
It's not retrospective.
He's
in issues
and his mind wants to change it. But
where's my malacha there? So you're saying you can't, and Martin's saying you can. Yeah. Mr. Goss says a machshava can't make a gemar malacha. That's the words that Mr. Goss is saying. Thinking can't make a gemar malacha. Whereas a master says, yes, thinking can make it a gemar malacha. That's the two possibilities. Yes?
Yes.
Which is being suggested by our Yadid. Says Rosh Hashanah Ubach. Number four. The Chora, Nira, the Maashi Yisrael Choshev, Alem the Marvel. That the Jew thinks that he's going to eat it now. It can't be considered in itself as a gemar malacha. And even at the time when he was buying it, he was thinking he was buying it for eating. That's also going to be potter. Even to the matzino b'shum makom, the ikar digam b'machshava levad. We never ever find that the machshava, the thought itself, is considered a gemar malacha. Okay. So now. So what we're saying is that the goy, did he finish off the goy? What did the goy say?
No.
He didn't finish off. The Jew, he tries to finish it off with a machshava, I want to eat it. Does it actually cause it finished?
No.
So therefore, when is it being finished? When can it only be finished?
When he tries to put
it in the
box.
Only the box also must be used.
To make it wine.
Only way to finish it off would be able to make it wine. So therefore now it's not yet wine. So what is he eating? He's eating a grape before it's finished. So therefore you can eat it, but you have to eat it in a fashion where it's a snack. That's how Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach is building up the scenario of the halacha, what we said. And if you remember, that's what you said yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
Why not put
up his hands? Why are you supposed to be in the mahshav
as opposed to, now that he's decided he wants to be true, so we should look at the last action that would have made it true.
He's not. What's the last action made it through? The goy putting in the basket. Yeah. So, but he's not a balabos. His machshava of one part, Reuven's machshava, can't define what Shimon did. The only person who can define an action is the person who's doing the action. He can. I'm doing this action. I tell you what it is. You are not my body. You're a different body. Your machshava can't define that. So even though you want to, it doesn't help. So the goy says, I am putting this basket not to finish off. It can't now, Shimon can't grand say, Reuven can't now grand say, you know what? You did finish off. You're not a bala boss to define what I did. You are not in charge here. I'm in charge of my own deeds. That's what.
Okay,
Mashav itself should be the Gemara. But Mashav is not Gemara. In actions.
I was wondering, before.
Yes.
Right now, we give King of Names his grapes.
Yes.
And put them in the box.
Doesn't help. Box after box is nothing.
Why?
It's not playing games. It's as far as being eating and finishing, it's no longer in the field. It was finished in the field.
No, no,
it's not in the field. I just putting a box in the home is nothing.
No, no,
a box in the home is nothing.
No, no, no. Let me get you.
Definition of Gemara. Look. I don't want to dwell on it because it's a point which is absolutely pointless to dwell on it because it obviously doesn't make sense what you're saying.
It's like you're saying,
I'll tell you what you're saying. It's like saying, let's cook something that's already cooked. Is it called cooking to something that's already cooked? That's piping hot! And yatsaladas! Is it called cooking to cook it further and make it a few centimeters, Fahrenheit more? It's nothing! It's called nothing what you're doing. No, therefore, here, what are you talking about? It's already, Gemara Locha is defined as in what's finished in the field. Is it still in the field? It's not in the field. As far as the grape concerns, eating the grape is finished in the field. It was put in the basket by Goy, and that is the finishing stage of it. You're now at home. He came to your house, sold you the grapes at home, and you're now at home putting it in a basket at home. Does that got anything to do with Gemara Malacha? There's nothing to do with Gemara Malacha of the grape. That's nothing. It's not even cooking after cooking. It's putting in a basket that's got nothing to do with Gemara Malacha. It's even less than putting in a basket after basket. Nothing. It's absolutely useless. There's no definition of Gemara Malacha at all in respect to the eating of the grape. The only thing you can do is make it wine, which is the where it was tested for, and it never reached that stage. That you can.
So this could never ever really have some Gemara Malacha in the case we're talking about.
If you don't make wine,
it can't be
a Gemara Malacha. No, it can't. Unless you make it wine.
So it always remain
as a grape before Gemara Malacha. Because this grape was destined for wine.
Okay.
And that you can't change. Now.
But you can eat it in the middle.
Yes.
Grape is good for your health in your health.
Fine. Let us now see what the Shita Mekabetis, Rabbi Sala Ashkenazi, says in his Chuvas. He wrote a sefer called Shita Mekabetis, which you're more familiar with, which is his Pirish on the Gemara. And he wrote also Shilas Chuvas. Do you know when the Shita Mekabetis lived, or where he lived?
1500.
He lived, he was, went to Svat first, and he was in the
From
Spain,
okay.
And he was in the same place the measures of the Mabit, as we mentioned yesterday. Yes. And then he went to Egypt, and he learned under the Radbaz, which was in the base of measures of Tzfat, before the Radbaz went to Tzfat. And then he ended up in Yerushalayim, being the Rav Harashi of Yerushalayim. Okay.
It seems an important verse.
Yes. But you can imagine what Svat was in those days. Yeah? This is all coming from Svat. So, what does Shulamit say? He says the following. Let's analyze what he says on our side. Akam mevi lebeis Yehudi ha-tanochem. A goy knocks on the door, and he says, I'm selling you grapes. And then, actually grapes, which are designed for wine.
Meaning he grew, he himself was great.
Well, and it's grew, it's obviously grew for wine, because that's what this grape is, this is the type of grape for wine grapes. It's a wine grape.
It's grape, it's
grape. Oh, okay. So he says, Osa Nodum Shehevi Akim, Lo Nigma Malotta Bayakim. Statement number one, which everyone seems to agree, that that grape, which was for wine, obviously the goy didn't finish off. It's for wine. He did make it wine. Base. Second stage. Here they are. In Yishma's Kulam Lachino, what happened is the Jew now decides to take that grape which he bought from the goy and just keep them for eating. He wants to eat it. You know what? Chayev b'maisus. You chayev to take chumsim. Why? Shai Atta Lo Nasa Behem Yain. Because now it's not going to be wine. Mi Pitta Ozerus, if it's not going to be wine, so who made these grapes potter? For Chumas Abaisus? Who can make it? Dasa Mirach, only one who finishes off. Haidata Shai Akam Lo Hoysel Ayain. The goy, he didn't finish. The only one who can make it potter is the one who finishes. The goy didn't finish because he was making it for wine. So then who made it potter? No one can make it potter. Ma she Yisrael nim lachata ein amol shemalechaz akmoy shemrecha. Now the Jew says, I want to eat it, can't say the goy finished it off because the goy didn't finish it off. That's what Shem Zavol tells us. Clearly, you can't define what the goy did. The goy didn't finish it off. So the goy didn't finish it off. So who made it potter? How can you say it's potter for Chumas Avaisus? The goy didn't finish it off. It came. Mi etzel echos and often shehevi the ayin. I feel that it's ari. You can't even eat it as a snack. Kol shekei nachin eskelo. Sure, you can't eat it as a snack. Not for me. So what is he saying? He's saying firstly, halakhically he's coming out of a halakhic decision. What's his decision? That when a Jew buys grape wine from a goy and he decides to eat it, what's the halakha of that wine? You have to take Shumas Avaisus before you eat it.
Right.
Why? Why is that true? Firstly, everyone agrees because the goy didn't finish off. Okay? But why are you trying to take Shumas Avaisus? Rosh Hashanah Olbach says the goy didn't finish off, but also the Jew didn't finish off. It's not yet finished. So why are you trying to take Shumas Avaisus? It's not yet finished.
Because he came from
Gideon. The Jew didn't do it. Why did the Jew not do it? Because Mashav is not good enough.
He came from Gideon, the reaction altogether.
That's what I would ask before. How does this feel? Shrom and Avaisus.
Yeah.
What are you in? I Shrom and Avaisus always is a factor in Gideon Shumas Avaisus.
Yeah.
So how is that related to the Bar Melacha? So when it's not the Bar Melacha in the field, Royal Pnei Abayis is the Bar Melacha?
Who?
It's a new element of Shnei Kiddush. That's what we're saying?
Yeah. That's that question itself is an answer to my question. Let I repeat my question. For those who are having a good shluch, let me repeat my question. Question for Shnei Kiddush, I will told us. The goy didn't finish off, and you never able to redefine that. The goy did not finish it off. You can't define his action. Secondly, machshava of the Jew who wants to finish it off now, machshava is not in itself a gemara. You have to do an action. So therefore, says Rosh Hashanah, nothing has been done. It's still not finished. You can eat only as a snack. Comes along with Siddur Meis and says you can't eat even as a snack before you take Shabbos and Machshava. Why? And what elements is he up? Seems to be arguing with Shabbat Zalat. He seems to be saying that a Mashova is good enough. If you want to make him argue, you want to say, Mashova Jew, I want to eat. Oh, you're finishing off. Now it's 10. Shabbat Zalat says, can't be. Let us be such a thing. But the Shabbat Zalat says he does. So how can we say that the Rosh Hashanah is correct, that Machshava doesn't make a Gemara Melacha, but nevertheless, the Pesach of the Shabbat is also correct, that now it's terrible and you can't even eat a snack. How can we do that?
It's very good right now.
So this is the first time we ever brought the Gemara Melacha to the Talmud, the Yuvatim HaTiskanah. So maybe that's why your shul is happening.
But there's a cloud. It means we need to find how you finish this project.
Obviously, Shimon is saying the Jew did finish it off.
Right.
Obviously, he's saying Machshava is not good enough, so therefore, that's just a cloud which Shimon Zalman says it. Machshava is not good enough. So, the Jew finished off, not with a Machshava. So, what? How did he finish it off? Without making it wine, by bringing it into his house.
Not through the window.
What's it called finishing off?
Oh, it's called Rav Pnei Avais. After Pesach, we'll be seeing these Ashayas. So, what exactly? There's a requirement in the Torah that says, in order to be Tevel, not in every situation, we're going to understand why it's not in every situation and when it applies and how it applies after Pesach. But there's a requirement to be Tevel, it has to see the Pnei Avais, which means normally, literal translation, it has to go through the front door. Before it goes through the front door, it's not Tevel. Not every case is like that. But there are cases which the Torah requires. It's impossible for the Torah. Says with the Shizah Vesis, I agree, it's not going to finish it off. He wants it for wine. I agree, you standing there just saying, I want to eat it, that doesn't finish it off. Machshava doesn't make the marmalot. Only an action. But here what happened is that the Jew brought it into the house. And with the intention by bringing it to the house is to eat it. Since he brought it in the house with intention to eat, that's called an action, a maaser, an action with a machshava to finish it off. That itself is called finishing it off. The bringing it in to eat is called finishing it off.
Even if it's on the house of the goy?
What?
It's on the goy's house also.
No, it's on the goy's house. That's what the whole thing, the whole... If we require to be tevel, an action called bring it into your house, if you haven't yet bring it to the house, and just force it, like the Shulman Zahar Orbacher would say, thinking is not finished, you can't suck it, eat it. That the Shulman Zahar says you can't, is because the Jew actually did an action of bringing it into the house, and that itself is called finishing it off. And therefore, there's no conflict between the Shulman Zahar Orbacher and the Shulman Zahar. It's just different cases. If you're just thinking and not doing any action, then the halakha is, what is it? Is it finished? No. If you actually do an action, we thought the action was making a wine. No, here the action is still possible, even in the grave itself, by bringing it into your house. If that's the action you're doing, then even Shlomo Zalman Orbach would agree, a Jew has now got in at an early enough stage to finish it off with his mashma.
We spoke about the Marmalot being on the field, on the Sunday.
Yes.
How long are we staying now into the house? So now we've spoken about Marmalot on the field. Now we're saying, so it didn't count at all, we were wrong, or...
No.
So
correct, the Marmalot is filled. But since there's another requirement for Tevel, so we're going to see how it plays into Shulman's advices after Pesach. Oh, not only need to finish it off, but you have to see, go through the front door of the house as well. If you get involved, a Jew gets involved at that stage, maybe that's good enough, says Shidduwe says, that's to make it a Jewish finishing off.
Now, may I ask you one question about what you said right now to understand properly this? Right now, I'm sorry for a ridiculous example. Right now.
Without Mr. Gotham coming in, I want to make clear, so I'm happy with everyone being clear. And that is, it's only possible for the Jew to get involved and call finishing off by just bringing it into the house when the goy hasn't done any basket. Only when the goy's basket is not a finishing off. That's only the goy was not doing a finishing off. He was doing it for a while. His basket wasn't a finishing off. He didn't put any halachas on it. And now I can still make a chayev by bringing it into the house. But if the goy finished it off for eating in the basket, is vadai potter, and it wouldn't help to make it chayev. It wouldn't be chayev just me bringing it in the house. That's possible. That's what I wanted to get clear, and also to help Yossi up. That's it. Avada the Gemara Malacha. If he's done the Gemara Malacha, the goy in the field, he put it in the basket for eating, it's potter, and the Jew can't do anything about it. So then if he's done nothing, and it's still limbo land, and it's not yet in the house, then the Jews living house can bring it into a chiyuv at that stage. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, right now, wind bring me grapes to my house. Not me.
Not good enough. Good enough. After Pesach, we'll discuss all the fasting was
that. Because I understand what
mean. Well, I just want to get clarity. Say that the Yid wanted to make it into wine. He bought it, and he brought it into his house for wine. At that stage, he still eat a rye until he makes the wine.
Yes?
Yes.
Even if he's saying, Lord, I'm going to have rye.
It's worth the advice, and with a matzah, I want it for wine. I want it for wine.
He does that, but in the house, he then changes.
That's the holy on the matzah. That's a big story after this.
Story.
Anyone know a person called Referral Orbach? I run Referral Orbach Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva. And back to God.
She was the one who started this.
Yes.
Right.
And
as we are over
the fall. Now, he in his yeshiva, there was a certain bocha who his tafkid, obviously the bocha put himself into his tafkid, was always to mock and make fun of the gemara.
On gemara.
On gemara. And Rufal was having to handle this the whole time. This boy. They got to the Sugi of Mazutu. And that Sugi tells us of the case of where Mazutu says, hey, this guy's the Dhanus. You don't know who's the Dhanus? This guy is the Dhanus because I saw him yesterday drying his hands on somebody's clothes. If he's not careful about how he feels clothes, then he's the Dhanus. It's like a. So the boy piped up and said, it makes no sense whatsoever. Just because somebody is not careful and somebody else says, he's the gunner. Makes no sense. It's nonsense. Logic. He couldn't convince him at all. A few months later, the boy left yeshiva, went to university, became a professor, went off to there. Many years later, the reform received a phone call from a professor. He said, you remember me? Amram, his name was Amram. Yeah, I do. Well, you know what happened to me? I'm a professor. Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah. Well, I want to tell you something. You know about that sugya that we learned about Mazutu? I have to tell you something. Yesterday, I was with my professor friends. We were going to give a lecture in Tel Aviv. I'm on the derech, and the car suddenly stopped. Miles from anywhere. From any gas station. Lecture's going to run out. What are we going to do? So there was a professor in the car. I said, I've got an idea. There's a car parked in front of us. Let's siphon out the gas thing and put it in. And all the other professors got up, said, yeah, let's do it. Great idea. You're so clever. So that's why I'm a professor. So I was thinking, he said, what was going on? It's got nothing. The professor's got nothing. Why was going on? And then I remembered the sugya. Because I remember last week when we were in the lab, they came in and they couldn't find their clothes, the cloaks, and they just took the other people's clothes to put on. And I remember the sugya Mazutu. You know what? Chazal's absolute correct. And once this is removed, I'm coming back. And then it became Tucker came back.